Eternal Rock of Ages, there is no other God like you. Father, as the songwriter said, we can search throughout all eternity long and find there is no other God like you. Ancient of Days, you reign in the fullness of your glory. You reign in all your majesty. You reign, O God, Father, as the creator of heaven and the earth. Lord, all things were made by you, and without you was not anything made that was made. Father, O God, in the name of Jesus, I come today as humbly as I know how. Lord God, surrendering my all to the leading of your Holy Spirit. For Lord, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and he shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. I pray today, O God, as here on where eagles soar, Father, Lord, as we come to fellowship, as we come to tabernacle, as we come trusting you, Lord God, that the righteousness of you, Lord God, have its perfect will and way. Lord God, I profess not to know everything, but Lord God Almighty, I acknowledge that you, the creator of all things, are the source of all information, are the source of change. You are the one that does the repairing, O God, of the breach. You are the one that restores. You are the one, Lord God, that transforms. You are the God that reconciles. Oh, hallelujah, blessed be your name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask for your mercy and your forgiveness for everything that I may have done wrong, knowingly and unknowingly. For you are the forgiving God. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord God, I thank you for those who are part of Lord God, the Where Eagles Soar podcast family. I thank you that you are God and God alone. And that, Lord, the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So, Lord God Almighty, I welcome the Holy Spirit, given, Lord God, to lead, guide, and direct us. For you said, no good thing would you withhold from them that walk upright before thee. Today, O dear God, is no different, dear Lord God. For Lord God Almighty, I lay my head down last night. O God, you gave your angels charge. Lord, even to those, all that confess you as Lord and Savior, even those who do not, Lord God, for thou art no respecter of persons. For the Bible said, you give to all men liberally and upbraid it not. Father, I thank you. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my neighbors. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for that one out there, Lord God, who, Father, are between two thoughts. He said, who ought between two thoughts. Father, whether they should say yes to you or whether they should not. Father God, as they toss to and fro, Lord God, we are reminded your word says, be wary of the slate of men's hands and the doctrines of men. Father, that one who is tormented out there, Lord God, for fear has gripped them, Lord God, more than once, Lord God. Father, Lord God, if they come to you, Lord, they would recognize that, Lord God, you, Lord, are our anchor. You are our shield. You are our butler. Almighty God, today, Father, that one out there, who, Lord God, is sick, infirmed or afflicted in one way or the other, God Almighty, I pray that, Lord God, you will hear their plea. You will hear their cry. Lord God, as the Bible said, the bleating of the sheep. Father, you are the potter. We are the clay. You are the vine, we are the branch. Eternal Rock of Ages, you are, Lord, that great shepherd of the sheep. Hallelujah, for your word says, O God Almighty, your sheep know your voice. You know them. They follow you, and a stranger they will not follow. Today, Lord God, I dedicate my life to you, Lord God, that, Lord, you set a watch over my mouth and a guard over my tongue. Help me, Lord, to say only that which you would have me to say. Let me not say what you would not have me to say, Lord God. For my desire, Lord, is to please you, Lord God. My desire, Lord God, Almighty Father, is to acknowledge you, to reverence you, to glorify you, to magnify your name, to hallow your name, Elohim, to ascribe all praise to you, Lord God. Lord God, and to renounce every other spirit, for the only true, O God, is the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. We thank you for the victory over the cross. We thank you for the victory over the grave. Father, we thank you that he conquered sin. And because he did, Lord, now seated at your right and making intercession for us, Lord God Almighty, he has given us hope. He has given us joy. He has given us a reason, Lord God, not to despair. And so today, Father, O God, as we come, Lord God, once more, gathering together, O dear Father, knowing that you have promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that your grace is sufficient for us. Father God, I pray that your righteousness have its perfect will today. Hallelujah. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over this podcast today. I decree and declare your lordship and your sovereignty over myself and all, Lord God, who, Lord, join together with me, Lord, in fellowship, tabernacling together. For your word says, where the twos and threes are gathered together, you are in the midst. Father, you promise, Lord, never to leave us nor forsake us, that your grace is sufficient for us. So today, O dear God, Almighty Father, it is no different, Lord. Well, Father, O God, what a wonderful and a beautiful thing when you said to us that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof it is death. Father, today, hallelujah, I am grateful. I am thankful. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are El Elyon, El Shaddai, Yahweh God, the many-breasted one, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua Adonai, Yeshua Yahweh. Oh, blessed be your name. Father, we thank you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I worship you. Father God, I exalt you. And I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for your healing balm of Gilead. Lord God, each and every one, Lord, as they join with me here this evening, even those, Lord God, who would listen to the broadcast later on. Father, I pray that when they listen, oh God, they would recognize, oh Lord God, you're able to touch them through the listening, oh dear God, that whatever infirmity, affliction, or otherwise that they are experiencing, that, Lord God, all it takes is their faith and their trust in you. For it is said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Holy and righteous are you. Once again, I'm Apostle Collins. I'm speaking from Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. As you come in, hallelujah, I welcome you. I want you to understand and know that here on Where Ego Soar, we are a family. We may not have met personally, but God knows us, and he's the reason that he has touched your hearts, hallelujah, and allowed you to come by, hallelujah, and locate, hallelujah, this platform. My God, in the mighty name of you, I take it not for granted, hallelujah. For there's a saying that iron sharpeneth iron, hallelujah. And I pray as you come in, hallelujah, that God will meet you at the point of your need, hallelujah, because he promised that he will supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father God, I bless your name. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I worship you. Father God, I glorify you. And I thank you once more, dear God. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I surrender my all to you. Take charge. Take charge. Hallelujah. For there is power in the blood. And I decree that no weapon formed against us here shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. For greater you, Lord God, that lives and reigns and dwells, hallowed within us, than he that's in the world. Lord God, I bless your holy name. I thank you for your righteousness. I thank you for your holiness. And Lord God, I pray, Father, that your people find comfort, your people find peace. Hallelujah, Lord God. When they seek you, for your word says, seek me while I may yet be found. So today, Father, we come to seek you. And so, Lord God Almighty, as it was, O God, in the book of Acts 2, Lord God, when they were gathered in that upper room, O God and Lord, hallelujah, Bible let us know that when they were in one accord, it pleased you, hallelujah, Lord God, that you pour out of your spirit, hallelujah, as a rushing mighty wind upon them. Today, Father, we take no less, hallelujah, for we know that the God we serve is that same God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. So today, dear Father, O God, let your righteousness, O God, let your mercy, O God, let your love, hallelujah, Lord, clothe us and baptize us today, Father. Oh God, you said he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Today, oh God, we thirsty, Lord, as the deer pants after the water, so are we today, oh God. And so, Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever, oh God Almighty, you have chosen, Lord God, to release, hallelujah, unto us, oh God, may we, Lord, embrace it, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, may we run with it. Oh God, may we, Lord, not be a hearer only, but a doer also, for it's your command unto us. Oh God, Lord, arise, hallelujah. Oh God, that's someone, oh God, who is in despair. That's someone, Lord, who is gripped by fear. That's someone, oh God, who is gripped by hopelessness. That's someone out there, Lord God, who, Father, because of their current situation, they have lost all hope, Lord God, and they are considering suicide. Lord God, I pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, intervene, intercept that contrary spirit. Hallelujah, Lord God, we take authority over that spirit of suicide and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we cast it, Lord God, into the pit of hell where it belongs. For Lord, you are the giver of life. Hallelujah. And look. You desire, Lord God, that for that joy, oh God, unspeakable, oh God Almighty, is our portion. Hallelujah. Oh God Almighty, you desire, Lord, hallelujah, that victory and success, my God, is what you have apportioned for us. You have reserved it, Lord God. And therefore, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, today, oh dear God, hallelujah, I come to touch and agree with your people, reminding them of your promises. Hallelujah, that Lord God, if they be in Christ, hallelujah, then Lord Father, hallelujah, you have placed, Lord God, your DNA in us. Hallelujah, for you said we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and likeness, and joint here with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, what a hope, what a blessed assurance. Hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be your name. Now see both things, I welcome you. May God grant you the peace, hallelujah. May God grant you hope. May God grant you joy. May God supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. May he, hallelujah, cause the heavens to open over you and your family and your household and to meet your every need. Hallelujah. Whatever challenges you are facing at this time, I want you to know God is able. Hallelujah. Is the God who cannot fail. Hallelujah. And the Bible declares that his word goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which it is sent. Hallelujah. The Bible says also that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I tell you today, hallelujah, press, hallelujah, press, press, press. Yakabushi lamande katuya rabashata ramande de dobo reba baba kayanda lamande keto shondu ramanda kaliande rabusia. Oh hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, oh hallelujah. GSM Apostle Collins, hallelujah, Faith in Fullness Worldwide Ministries. Today, hallelujah, hallelujah, a podcast aspect of the ministry referred to as Where Eagles Soar. Hallelujah, that's the name, hallelujah, of this program, hallelujah. In case anyone out there, hallelujah, want to know what we are about, we are about lifting the name of Jesus. We are about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we are here to remind, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. The world at large. Hallelujah. That there's hope in Jesus. He died that we might all have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof there is death. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord on the day, hallelujah, when he offered the invitation. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that he gave me the power to say yes. Hallelujah. My life has not been the same again. God, I'm not coming to say that I am perfect. God is still working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the God of timing. As Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, hallelujah, there's a season under the sun for everything, and everything there is a season. What he is doing for me, he can do for you. Hallelujah. Oh God, God, I tell you, salvation is the sweetest and best thing that can ever happen to anyone. Knowing that, hallelujah, we have an hope, a hope, and a hope, and a hope for everlasting life. Hallelujah. Life without Jesus is an empty life, a hopeless life. Today, hallelujah, I felt led in my spirit. Hallelujah. Kabusha talabo. Oh God, Hesaya garabo. Oh God, as I heard the word despair in my spirit, I realized that there are many people out there for one reason or the other. My God, even within the body of Christ, my God, there's much despair, there's much hopelessness, there's much despondency. My God, when the challenges come, my God, there's a tendency to find themselves in a corner. My God, if you remember David under the juniper tree, he said, woe is me. My God, but I tell you, God, hallelujah, the Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The Bible also said his strength is made perfect. My God, in our weakness, I tell you sometimes, hallelujah, when you suffer despair, when you suffer hopelessness, when fear has gripped you, my God, fear leads, my God, to despair. Fear leads to hopelessness. Fear leads to despondency. Fear leads to discouragement. Fear leads to you thinking, oh God, it does not matter. Yabusha, fear, my God, it grips you, my God, and makes you think that you are worthless, that you cannot achieve. My God, whatever has come your way, I want you to know that if you are, oh God, a vessel of Jesus Christ, my God, I will come to remind you, hallelujah, there's no reason to fear, because hallelujah, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, he already paid the price. Our God, and he's sitting at the right hand of our Father, making intercession for you and I. I tell you, no matter what it is, hallelujah, it'll come against you. Oh God, sometimes I tell you, you may be sitting there and pondering, and you say, why am I going through this? Oh God, hallelujah, some say, I did not sign up for this, but I come to tell you, the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah, blessed be the of the Lord, for faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I tell you, my God, hallelujah, labashataya ramandi. If you remember the story, my God, of Peter, hallelujah, in the boat, my God, when they saw our Master, our God, our Savior, our Lord, walking on the water towards them, and they thought it was a ghost, my God, they began to murmur among themselves. God, and Peter said, Lord, if it is you, bid me come. Hallelujah. Yes, he stepped out of the boat and he began to walk, my God, towards Jesus. God, what I tell you, God, hallelujah, as he was proceeding, my God, the waves began, my God, to become turbulent. Oh God, the winds began to rage. God, he got distracted. He took his eyes off of Jesus, my God, and the elements occupied, my God, his mind and his thoughts, and he became fearful, he became afraid. Kayabusa, he said, Master, care not that I perish. Hallelujah. Today, I tell you, there are circumstances, we will not deny it, that their situations are wrong us. My God, there are a lot of upheavals in the world today. Right where you are, there might be a situation that exists right now. Hallelujah. It's cause for concern. Oh God, but I come to remind you, the word of God says, Luke chapter 12, verse 32, he said, fear not, little flock. for it is your Father's good pleasure, our God, not just pleasure, good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My God, when God placed man here on the earth, my God, he gave us responsibility. He gave us dominion. Hallelujah. And if you know, my God, who you are in Christ Jesus, you walk in that authority. Hallelujah. And fear, oh God, will not be kabosha able. Yabasi kata yabashandarabu. My God, many things that has happened that will cause fear to come. A sudden, my God, ayarabashandarabu. A sudden actions, oh God, that come that you were not expecting, it caused us, my God, to momentarily, my God, resort to that area. But I come today, oh God, to encourage you as I encourage myself, hallelujah, that those things, my God, they will not necessarily happen, but they will happen, oh God, but they are temporary. God, for the enemy, my God, as a roaring lion, my God, he roameth to and fro throughout the whole earth, my God, seeking whom he may devour. But Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Put your trust in Jesus. Put your hope in Jesus. My God, find your comfort in Jesus. My God, stay in Jesus. Hallelujah. When fear comes, I feel it, lift up your hands and give God praise and thanks. Invite the Holy Spirit. Invoke the Holy Spirit. My God, at the time you may say, I do not know what to. Oh God, but remember, hallelujah, the God we serve, who said he will never leave us nor forsake us, that his grace is sufficient for us. He knows what we can endure. My God, he has placed his DNA in us. Hallelujah, because that's why he said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, oh God, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today, hallelujah, as we speak about despair, I say to you, do not despair, do not lose hope, my God, do not let desperation cripple you, because when desperation comes, my God, it is coupled with fear, my God, when anxiety comes, it is coupled with fear, when hopelessness comes, my God, it is, hallelujah, coupled with fear, hallelujah, because we know, hallelujah, as we always like to say, fear is torment. My God, aya rabu shakayandalabu. God, understand that the God that created the heaven and the earth is the same God who sent his son born of a virgin, a spotless lamb, hallelujah, to be a sacrifice, my God, to reconcile man back to him, as the first Adam fell short. Oh God, hallelujah. God, however, as we would later find out, God is jealous for his creation, hallelujah. Hallelujah, particularly you and I, who is determined, my God, to honor him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, with foremost humility. Hallelujah, yes, humility. As we have discovered, it is written, hallelujah, Kayabo, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, hallelujah, that he may exalt you in due time, in due season, 1 Peter 5:6, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. If one fails, hallelujah, to humble his or herself in their service to God, hallelujah, they are at risk of dishonoring him. Oh, God, let me repeat it again. If one fails to humble himself or herself in their service to God, they are at risk of dishonoring him. When this happens, a door is open to pride. And Proverbs chapter 29:23 states, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cannot emphasize enough how much God's desire is that none of his creation should perish, but that we should all, not some, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verses 25 to 29. Also Ecclesiastes chapter 3:11 lets us know that God created us to exist forever. And more so, John chapter 3, verse 16, we are all familiar that whosoever receives, hallelujah, and asks Jesus into their lives will spend eternity with him. That's an assurance into their lives. My God, I say yes, will spend eternity with him. Matthew chapter 18, my God, verse 14, God is not willing that any, hallelujah, you better hear me today, hallelujah, God is not willing that any should perish. Let us understand, hallelujah, as we are to remind ourselves that God has not given us, hallelujah, a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7. God, hallelujah, kayabashiku remande katayabahi andalarabu. Oh God, note, he that putteth his hand to the plow and taketh it back is not fit for the kingdom. As Jesus himself says, no one who puts his hand, hallelujah, to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9. Verse 62, hallelujah, kayabashi turaba, hallelujah, 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 kabashanda la rabaki turiandi, mazila babakanda yamandiliandu, rababashata yamandilibekita yababanasia, la rabababanasi kitilibibinia, sikala babashindu ramandi, as we reflect so far, let us, God, hallelujah, kayaba, be ever mindful that what God has believers. Oh God, we have been alerted, God, hallelujah, that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Therefore, we are to choose whom we are to embrace. My God, Allah, Bakataya Rambande, and serve. For either we'll hate one and love the other. We know that when we put our trust totally in God, hallelujah, and embraces what Jesus did, hallelujah, for us, when on our behalf, he, hallelujah, overcame the cross and the grave. He literally conquered sin, hallelujah, and death, hallelujah, and the effect, hallelujah, labashanda rabu, oh God, and the fact that he is now seated at the right hand, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God of our heavenly Father, make an intercession for you and I. Hallelujah, for us, Akabashi, and as believers. And Psalm 139:14 states that, hallelujah, we are fearfully, hallelujah, and wonderfully made in his image and likeness. Hallelujah, and here and joint here with Christ Jesus, we ought to desire. Great assurance, hallelujah, in this, blessed be the name of the Lord. You find your assurance in Christ Jesus. When fear and despair come your way, my God, remember the promises of Almighty God, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember also, hallelujah, that God valued us much, O God, that he has imparted his DNA in us with the Spirit of God in us, and being the temple of the Holy Spirit. My God is the reason. Oh God, he did not give us a spirit of fear. It is for that reason, because we know Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. When fear is contending with faith, my God, it is getting juicier now. Hallelujah. God, you are free to interact. Hallelujah. If we could hear the Holy Spirit lay anything on your heart, my God, while we are here listening, while we are here partaking, while we are here fellowshipping, feel free, I invite you. Hallelujah. That you can share with us. Hallelujah. It's an interactive, God Almighty platform. Hallelujah. Oh God, I take this opportunity, hallelujah, God, to welcome royal priests, my God, to welcome Shaka, I think it is, hallelujah, may God richly bless you, may God supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, may he bless you, hallelujah, beyond that which you can ever imagine, my God, during this, hallelujah, presentation, hallelujah, God, as I said, when fear Hallelujah, is contending with fate. One would dominate the other. And so you, hallelujah, God, we know that what is of God is able to stand, for we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And if a conqueror, we know that a conqueror dominates, my God, and approaches all things without fear. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me. Hallelujah. Yes, a conqueror. Fear, oh God, is the furthest thing from my God, God conscience. Hallelujah. But with the confidence knowing that he or she has been created to reign here in the earth and occupy till Christ comes. Hallelujah. Yes, I come to remind someone in case you forget. Jesus Christ said, you and I, we are to occupy until he comes. My God, my God, my God, that is enough to empower you. That is enough to give an opportunity, my God, to celebrate the righteousness of God, to celebrate that in Christ Jesus, you are the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Hallelujah. And your enemies are under your feet. Hallelujah. Kabo shatala. Luke chapter 19 verse 13. We are to do the work of Jesus here in the earth without fear. Hallelujah. Knowing that he that is within us is greater than he, hallelujah, that's in the world. John 4:4, hallelujah, ye are of God, little children, hallelujah, and have overcome them, God, because greater is he that is in you, hallelujah, I remind you, hallelujah, than he that's in the world, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 54 verse 14 states, in righteousness shall thou be established, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, Father, we give you praise today, hallelujah. Because of you, Lord God Almighty, we are here today. Oh, God Almighty, Father, something to make it this morning. But, oh, God Almighty, because of your love, your mercy, and your grace, hallelujah. Oh, God, and your promise, hallelujah, we are able, Lord, to gather today. Hallelujah, Lord God, in your presence. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord, your word says, in righteousness, hallelujah, shall thou be established. Establish, I tell you, in righteousness, God is going to establish you and I in whatever the situation is. Hallelujah, thou shalt be, my God, hallelujah. He said, far, the scripture says, far from oppression. Oppression will come. There is no doubt. Oppression, suppression. Many obstacles will come, my God, in your way and my way. But I wanted to understand that the God who sits high and looks down low, his hand is not short in that. He can do. When fear come your way, my God, I tell you, you just, hallelujah, if all you can say is Jesus, 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 he gets your attention, he gets my attention, hallelujah. And that same God was made that promise to you, that he would never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah, never leave me nor forsake me, hallelujah. He would arise to the situation. Oh God, as I continue this, I say, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror, oh God, for it shall not come near thee. My God, you know, the Bible said, no weapon formed against you and I shall prosper. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Greater is he who has promised who also will do it. I tell you, said, hallelujah, my God, I can stop right here. Because this, my God, he has made my day. He said, my God, hallelujah, in righteousness thou shalt be established. I tell you, no matter what people want to tell you, whatever negative thing they want to tell you, I want you to understand something, that the God who called you and I, oh my God, from that place, out of Gilgal, out of Lodibah, my God, he lift us up out of that place of despair, my God, where we were living a life, my God, we was going about thinking that, oh God, we have everything together, but I tell you, it was an empty life, it was an aimless life, when, oh God, you said yes to God, and you put your trust in him, my God, he will fill you, he will fill in that which is needed, my God, because he knows how the reason why he sent his son to die on that cross for us. My God, what a price he has paid. My God, to purchase our salvation. Oh God, and because of that, the Bible said to those, not that we are perfect, but he said to those whose hearts are made perfect towards him, that he is jealous for us. My God, would someone desire that Jesus, that, oh God, Elohim, the sovereign God, Yahweh God, that he is jealous for you, hallelujah, as a lover, my God, jealous us, my God, for they love us and will protect them. So is that God we serve. The Bible says, my God, hallelujah, he will go beyond, my God, any distance. Oh God, he will do anything, my God, to preserve you and I. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, that ye shall abode, that sure that you'll be far from oppression. My God, it shall have no effect on you and I. For thou shalt not fear. God said, you shall not fear, we shall not fear. Hallelujah, from terror. Oh God, for it shall not come near us. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, 6 states, so that we, hallelujah, we ask ourselves the question, who are the we? Oh God, pause for a moment. As the scripture said, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So that we, hallelujah, and I ask again, you ask yourself the question, pause. Who are the we referring to? He's referring to you and I, hallelujah, blessed be name. May boldly, and look at it, may boldly, that is confidence, not arrogance, may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. And I will not, you have your Bible with you, I tell you, man, I underline these words because they are very important. My God, when you underline them, you go back to read it. My God, it empowers you. It encourages you. It gives you that strength, my God. He said, and I mention your name there, my God, as you go along with me. Hallelujah. You are inserting your name. I will not fear. Ah, God, say to you, hey, Abu Kusha, let the enemy hear you today. If you have to shout it, you shout it. Because my God, he has built up that confidence in you. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hallelujah. So in the midst of adversity, God, let Hebrews chapter 13, 6 be the confidence that rise up, hallelujah, and like fire burn away any semblance of fear or intimidation, hallelujah, that challenges, hallelujah, for we are exhorted also to cast down every vain thought and imagination that rises up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God, hallelujah. Yes, God has given us the ability, hallelujah, to cast on every vain thought and imagination that rise up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God. I tell you, when fear, hallelujah, come knocking at your door, hallelujah, caught you, Bo Shatayaba, you look nothing in his face, and he said, I am the righteousness of God, created in Christ Jesus. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I am created in his image and likeness. I am above and not beneath. I am strong and not weak. I am wise and not foolish. I'm a success and not a failure. My God, you begin to speak these words. I tell you, my God, you are building our God's spiritual muscles. My God, when the enemy hears, when you begin to speak like this, there's a confidence and all fear is driven away. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10, 5, 6. Casting down, my God, imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, hallelujah, and bringing into captivity every thought, that thing that is bringing fear to you, you have to bring it into captivity, my God, under the blood of Jesus, for he, God Almighty, is the creator of the heaven and the universe. The Bible says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made, hallelujah, and every knee shall bow, hallelujah, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God Almighty, hallelujah. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience. God, when your obedience is fulfilled, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Kataya Rabu. We often hear obedience is better than sacrifice. When you obey, God, the word of God, and you trust God and his word, I tell you, my God, he gave you, you're developing you, my God, hallelujah. Your bush, God has preachers, we like to say spiritual muscles. My God, Shakarabu. Yeah, Busha. Where does fear target? Yes, it's a question we ask ourselves. Where does fear target? It is our minds. And we know, it is said, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Hallelujah. And this is not in isolation. Hallelujah. For we must engage, hallelujah, and embrace and submit, my God, to the renewing, hallelujah, of our minds. Oh, Rabashakandala Mandebo. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Hallelujah. Said, do not be conformed, hallelujah, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, of your mind, of my mind, of your mind. Oh, God, is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God when you surrender your mind, hallelujah, to that Holy Spirit who has given unto us to lead us and to guide us into all truth. I tell you, hallelujah, if God says that he's the omnipresent God, I tell you, when fear come upon you, when fear come to confront you, know that God is just a prayer away. He said, call on me, call on me. Would you call on him today? I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we hear at Yayakarabu here on Weigusso, my God, Weigusso family, that fear would not be our portion, reproach would not be our portion, because Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. That thing that confronted you and I, my God, that almost caused us to give up hope. Oh God, Ayarabu. Oh, God, let us encourage ourselves in Christ Jesus, as David did when he saw no one to encourage him. The Bible let us know that David encouraged himself in the Lord. My God, the encouragement come in him and through him. Oh God, the encouragement cannot be found in man. Hallelujah. That's why God says, put your trust in him. Hallelujah. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path and my path. Hallelujah. And whosoever calling him. When there's confidence generated by faith, we can rest assured that our sovereign God is who he says he is, and his word is yea and amen. Hallelujah. Does anyone still in a place of uncertainty? Hallelujah. Well, let me bring you to a place of assurance, as Elohim has commanded in Psalm chapter 91. Hallelujah. Verses 4 to 6 says, said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, hallelujah, and under his wings shall thou trust, hallelujah. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid or for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, God, no, for the pestilence that walketh, my God, in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah. I tell you, you can find confidence, you can find hope, my God, in that scripture. God, to God be all the glory. My friends, we are surrounded by a determined adversary who operates by recruiting cohorts and agents, who is focused on distorting the gospel and the promises of God to believers. God, be mindful. God, recognize. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. God Almighty, Kayabu, spend some time to develop, my God, hallelujah, and know what his voice sounds like as against that of the adversary. My God, when the Bible says, if it was possible, even the very elect, God, could be deceived. Our God, he will come like the wolf in sheep clothing. He can come disguised. My God, he can come with enticing words. He can come dangling. My God, all things before you, our God, will make you think that it is good to accept such things. But I tell you, my God, if he wants to win you over, my God, he would not come to bring her. My God, the downfall. Our God Almighty, those things, my God, that can, my God, destroy you and I. My God, he will come and bring such beautiful things that they appear as beautiful to you and I. But I come to remind someone today that we got to be mindful. I pray today, eternal rock of ages, Father God, here on where ego saw, Lord God Almighty, let, oh God, the gift of discernment be our portion. Help us, Lord God, to activate discernment in every given situation, that we will not fall, oh God, as victims, nor pawns to the adversary's course and agents. Lord God, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. God, the Bible goes on to say, hallelujah, a double-minded man, unwavering Christian is a danger to his or herself. Oh God, let me repeat that. A double-minded man, a double-minded and wavering Christian, hallelujah, is a danger to his or herself. Oh God, you may not think this, but even as it is said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Just think of this. There's a war in our members. And we are of spirit and flesh, and one wars against the other, good and evil. And we know, it is said that is to be until harvest time comes. Yes, I want you to understand that we will continue to have these battles waging, for we understand that where good is, evil is always present. God, as Paul lets us know, that he had a great struggle, that when he wanted to do good, evil was always present. God, and would show up. Hence, he retorted, "Oh, wretched man that I am." God, Romans 7:20-25. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. God, for I delight in the law of God, after the inward manner, God, continuing, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. Yes, sir, there's the battle that is waged in our minds, and bringing me into captivity, to the law of sin, which is in my members. God, yes, sir. God, the spirit and the flesh war it, my God, and one is trying to overpower the other, but we know where the victory is. My God, oh God, oh Lord, oh wretched man that I am, my Rabbo, who shall deliver me? That is Paul continuing, my God, his lament, from the body of this debtor. This is where the idea of fear is torment. God, as it is rather unsettling and uncomfortable. Kayabasha, I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. At this juncture, begin to speak to the Father, begin to speak to him, begin to speak to him in your heavenly language. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, you have invited him. My God, hallelujah. God has taken control. The Holy Spirit has taken control. I tell you, my God, say bye to that thing, that came in your dream, my God, that brought fear unto you, that thing, or someone might say something negative to you, my God, yesterday or even this morning, earlier today. But I come to tell you, hallelujah, when you began to call on your Abba Father, when you began to call on Jesus, hallelujah, Kayabusha, that language that you began to speak, my God, it confuses the enemy, my God, it is a dialogue between you and the hallelujah and the Father. The Bible says, hallelujah, God sent to you and I. It's Bosha, then I called by his name. He said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, with you, hallelujah. Oh, God, allow God, hallelujah, have that conversation with you. Today, I tell you, you would not come out, hallelujah, of your situation without inviting him, my God, and turning it over to him. God, I know that you have tried, my God, what you know, but he did not to work out. I come to remind you that that is why God has given the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to bring us into all truth. Hallelujah, my God. For the Bible said in the book of Proverbs that we are to trust in him with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding in all our ways. Acknowledge him. Hallelujah. He will direct our paths. I tell you what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Oh God, in Psalm 190:105, thy word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Oh God, are you going to allow the word of God to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto your path? Hallelujah. I tell you, my God, build up, build up, build up. Hallelujah. Know that as Paul had those experiences, even though he did great exploits and is credited for the writing of most of the books of the gospel, his mind was always under constant turbulence. And so it is with us. Oh God, believe us today. Hence, hallelujah, Kabusha, we are to work out our own soul salvation. Hallelujah. Bible says, with fear and trembling, as Philippians chapter 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, hallelujah, not as in my presence only, hallelujah, but in now much more in my absence. Work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. I tell you, God would always send an encouraging word, my God, to you and I, as long as you allow him, my God, so to do. Is your desire today to reign? My God, the Bible says, oh God, beware of the slate of men's hands and the doctrines of men. They are hirelings, my God, that the enemy has recruited. And they're out to get you and I. They're out to distort the gospel in you and I. They're out to challenge us. God, our confidence in Christ Jesus. God, but I tell you that God that you and I serve is that same God yesterday, hallelujah, today and forever. He failed it not. Hallelujah. Even the disciples had their moments when on one occasion Jesus had to challenge them. My God, he said, how? Oh God, how? They could not drive out the demon. And he responded, it was because of your lack of faith. My God, there are some situations that will face us. My God, fear might come on us because situation confront us. And we look at that situation, my God, and it seems very insurmountable. And we are wondering how, my God, are we, my God, going to handle this? My God, Ayabusha, and the tendency, I tell you, my God, is to allow your intellect, my God, to go before you, my God, to occupy. But and I know that you may have had, my God, circumstances and incidents where, my God, you tried to do that which you know and it failed. And because it failed, you find yourself in a quandary and you are wondering, my God, what next? Oh God, and fear come in. Oh God, you may have lost hope. You become despondent. But I tell you, my God, the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, is at your availability. Hallelujah, Kayabashataya Rabu. You take authority, my God, hallelujah. Oh God, you see, therefore, when faith is not operational as it ought to be, then fear pushes the door open to gain entry. Oh God, fear not, for God already have provided us with his comforting words, as in Isaiah, hallelujah, chapter 43, verse 2, hallelujah. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Yes, God is saying, no matter what you are going through, that he will be with you. Hallelujah. Rest assured that the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Kayaboshataramande. He kayabashatarabo. Rebashandalimande. He kayabashandarabo. Oh God, it continued. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest, hallelujah, through the fire, ha kiyaboshotore makata yarabo. thou shalt not be burned, oh God, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Could this have been the mindset of the three Hebrew boys, my God, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, that they remarked, we care not that we perish, for we know our God, hallelujah, shall deliver us, hallelujah. Confidence in God and his word, neutralizing fear. Oh God, I tell you, when you exercise that confidence, God says that we be not hearers only, but doers of his word. Hallelujah. And that doing is taking authority. My God, when fear come upon you, you said, I shall not be moved. Oh God, my strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. Oh God, the price was paid on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah for you and I. John 14:27 states, peace I leave with you. Hallelujah. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I tell you, my God, there are so many encouraging words that God has given you and I. Hallelujah. And I tell you, this is what the enemy fears. God, he wants to keep you and I in ignorance, because he knows once we know, my God, his encouraging words that God has given to you and I, God, and we have embraced it, my God, hallelujah, he knows that he's in trouble. Shabura makata yamali anderebo. Oh God, as we continue, God, yesayabo, in Proverbs chapter 3:24 says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. My God, here it is again. God has given us that assurance. When you lie at night, my God, you may have a tumultuous day. You may have a day, my God, and every turn you turn, it seems like chaos, that nothing is going right, and you lay at night, my God, I tell you, your mind will want to play pranks on you, because, God, you may not enjoy your rest, because you are studying, my God, what I experienced today, am I going to experience that same thing tomorrow, and you become restless, my God, you might even lose hope, my God, I tell you, because you have been thinking of all solutions. Oh God, and everyone you come up with, my God, it seemed not to be working. But God said, fear not, for I am with you always. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Hallelujah. You give that thing over unto God. Late at his altar, late at his seat. My God, he's faithful, who has promised, who also will do it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I encourage someone today, if you are experiencing this, my God, God, you have been tormented. My God, you have been going through, my God, situations, my God, not only yesterday, it may be for a little while, but I tell you, it doesn't matter how long, God is a God of time, and he's the creator of time, my God, hallelujah, that's why he said in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a season under the sun for everything, and in everything there is a season, oh, hallelujah, oh, shabuna kataya remande, ikaya bashanda larabu, oh, God, yes, as I was saying in Proverbs chapter 3. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Oh God, here, thou shalt lie down. God is saying this to you and I, that we shall lie down. You say, yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep. I want you to hear me clearly. Oh God, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Oh my God. Oh God, God said you will not have to toss, oh God, whole night, my God, in trying to rest, but because this thing is so heavy on you, because this thing has occupied your thoughts, your mind, my God, and you are worrying about it, God said, by who by worrying can add a cubit unto their lives, I tell you, turn that, oh, kajandalabu, turn that, oh God, that tormenting thing, that thing that, my God, is troubling you, turn it over unto him, oh God, and he will see you through. He said, when you lie down, my God, God is assuring you and I, that our rest will be sweet. My God, it's not a matter of going through the motion, but he's saying, my God, when you know God is for you, my God, you could rest at night. My God, I could, there could be turbulence, there could be noises, there could be chaos around you, but because you have that confidence and know that God promised, hallelujah, because we know God cannot lose. My God is an invincible God, hallelujah, and when you turn things over to him, the Bible said that which is given unto him, he is able to keep. Hallelujah. Give God anything that is troubling you. Hallelujah. Give it over unto him. God, and once you do that, know that you can walk in victory. Hallelujah. You can walk invincible. You can walk strong. You can walk in that assurance, knowing that once you have given it to him, hallelujah, he's sitting upon the throne of your lives. Hallelujah. And there's no reason, my God, for you to discover, for you to believe, hallelujah, that the Bible says, hallelujah, I shall not fear what man can do unto me, for I know my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Oh, God, time is almost far spent. Oh, God, to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. I leave with you Psalm chapter 23, my God, verses 4 to 5, and Psalm 27, my God, verse 1 and 3. Hallelujah. You can make note of these scriptures. Hallelujah. Labosha. When time allows you, you go back and read this thing and read them with confidence, read them with expectation, and knowing that the God we serve, he cannot fail. Hallelujah. He's the head and not the tail. My God, we are. Shirabo is righteousness here in the earth. Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? God, I tell you, didn't I tell you, oh, God will give us solutions. My God, hallelujah, when fear come upon you, when despair is confronting you, when hopelessness is confronting you, my God, I tell you, Ayabusha, if you focus on that action, my God, it allows bitterness to come into you. God, Ayarabu, you may even have lashed out, my God, at others, my God, and they wonder what has overcome you. Why are you this way? And you, hallelujah, you were never that way before. You are not the one that they know. Oh, God, all, and they are making their decision based on what they are observing. God, but I tell you today that the peace of God that passeth all understanding, it is my prayer for you and I today, hallelujah, that would be, oh, God, the blessed assurance that we need. Hallelujah, God said, ask and it shall be given. Today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, that the peace of you that passeth all understanding, oh, God, rule and abide, oh, God, in the hearts, mind, body, soul, and spirit, in the lives, oh, God, in our earthly dwelling. Oh, God, among our family members. Oh, God, our neighbors. In our communities. Lord God, in the entire countries. Oh, God, from which we are today. Oh, dear God. Hallelujah. For Lord God Almighty, you are no respect of persons. You gift all men liberal and you abhorred it not. Oh, Rabashata Yamakandela Rabu. Rebabashandela Mandelebu. Oh, God, yes, the Bible says in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Hallelujah, my cup runneth over. God, I tell you, when fear comes, my God, hallelujah, let Psalm 23, hallelujah, be my God at foundation. My God, God, let that call be made. Hallelujah, build up yourself in the most holy things of God. Hallelujah, again, the Lord, God is my light and my salvation. My God, that is in Psalm 27, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. I tell you, in Christ there is strength. There is no weakness in Christ. Hallelujah. It's a door and horse should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. Oh, God, are you here again? Oh, God, hallelujah. God has given you an idea recipe. He has given us the strategy. Hallelujah. He said, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Oh my God, hallelujah. I tell you, fear has to flee. Oh God, despair has to go. Hopelessness has to go. My God, despondency has to go. Because God, confident that God has given to you and I. David cast fear aside. Ah, Kabosha, when he went up against the Philistine giant, I tell you, who thought he could have mocked him because of his physical stature. Oh God. But David had confidence in his God, for he was in training and was prepared for such a time as that encounter. My God, I tell you, Yesharabu, God may allow some things to happen to you and I. Hallelujah, Chandaramu. Oh, God, it is how you respond. It is how you respond. Hallelujah. Do not give up. Hallelujah. I adjure us, including myself, that Yahweh has prepared us and continue to do, oh God, through his Holy Spirit, given unto you and I, to bring us into all truth. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will not lie to you and I. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, our God, thou art the creator of all things. For the earth is yours, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We call upon thee, acknowledging and firmly believing your word and your promises to us, that if you be for us, hallelujah, who can be against us? For God, for you watch over your word, hallelujah, to perform it. Lord, we as believers are endured, O God, with your word. As we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and likeness. O God, hear and joint here with Christ Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and visit the reservoir of divine confidence you have imparted in us as believers. When we said yes to Jesus and surrounded and surrendered and submitted our will to you, O God, that fear is not our portion, and as you have granted us the right power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy, and that nothing shall by any means hurt us, even our hearts, mind, body, soul, and spirit, we surrender to you, Lord, that we may reign with you. Oh God, we take authority, therefore, and commend everything that we are to God, to the obedience of the blood of Jesus Christ, and declare that fear, oh God, that fear, that is a weapon, oh God, of the adversary, is hereby neutralized by the power of the blood of Jesus, and his name, we are the head and not the tail, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, we have so decreed and declared in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, my friends, today, I tell you, God reigns, hallelujah, we serve a God who is unfailing. We serve a God who cannot fail. He sits high and looks down low. His hand is not shortened that he can't do. Whatever your situation is today, I tell you, call upon him. He's just a prayer away. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ, before he ascended on high, he said, greater works than this shall he also do. For I go unto the Father. Hallelujah. We serve a God who is a God of miracles. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He's the repairer of the breach. My God is the God that transforms. He's the God that reforms. My God, hallelujah. Sharabaki Torebo Nashanda. The Bible said that which is committed unto him, he is able to keep. My God, he would open a door. My God, that no man can shut. And what he has shut, no man can open. I tell you today, hallelujah, I trust that Okoyabashatarabu, that you would have heard something today that would build you up. My God will cause you to understand. My God, you are not alone in your situation. Understand that God said that thing that is troubling you. He said, who by worrying can add a cubit to their lives? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take charge of that one. Oh God, that one who is still wallowing in despair. Oh God, hey, Rabbo, that one out there who have lost hope. Oh God, arise, O Lord, and let all enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Father, that you'll cause your whirlwind, my God, Almighty Father, to locate your people, Lord God. Father, Lord God, oh God, who are targets, my God, of the kingdom of darkness. Lord God, arise, according to your word in Psalm 110:1, your God, your word said, sit thou at thy right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Lord God, make, O God, the enemies, the tormentors of your sheep, that are, O God, place them, O God, unto our feet, and help us to walk in that confidence. Lord God, despair is not our portion. O God, you, O God, our enemy, you, our tormentors, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I trample under you right now. I command you under my feet. I command you, take your hands over my household. Take your hands over my family members. Take your hands over my communities. Take your hands over my acquaintances. In the mighty name of Jesus, I consign you to the pit of hell right now. For the Bible says, hallelujah, the pit, oh God, that the enemy has dug for the righteous. Oh God, they shall fall in it instead. And so today I come to remind you, I consign you to that same the plots that you are plotting. Oh God, you shall be the recipient of your own deeds. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, hallelujah, for me and my household, that we will serve the Lord God Almighty, and him shall we serve, and no other. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Harabana kayihandela shondorobo. Oh God, there's someone out there, Lord God. Father, Lord God, Lord, they are challenged physically, Lord God. God, Lord, there may be some form of infirmity. There may be some form of affliction. Oh God, your word said affliction shall not rise a second time. Oh God, hallelujah. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Oh God, Almighty Father. Oh God, the woman of issue of blood. Lord God, Almighty Father. She was not only, oh God, receive her healing, but God, the Bible says, oh God, hallelujah. You said unto the woman, woman, go thy way. Oh God, thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh God, I pray, Lord, for relatives, in-laws, neighbors, associates, colleagues, the body of Christ. Wherever, Lord God, there may be someone, oh God, who are afflicted or infirmed at this time, oh God. Father, Lord, I pray that the faith arise. Oh God, and Lord, hallelujah, who desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Remember also, dear God, as you have promised, because you said your word, it goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which it is sent. Lord, let your righteousness, Lord God, arise. Lord God, fled this nation with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we command the rising of Kayabashande. Ah, God, of the blood of Jesus, to take authority and crush, oh God, every malfeasance in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word that a liar shall not tarry before you. Lord God, those investing in lies, those investing in manipulation and deception, for oh God, I am able, visit them, Lord God. And let your reverential fear come upon them, oh dear God, that your righteous shall reign. Your righteous shall reign. Oh God, there's no defeat. There's no failure in Christ. Oh God, today, Father, we cover these our prayers. We cover these our people, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. And Father, oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we are mindful that, Lord, you desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Oh God, say if someone by chance, Lord God, come by and hear, oh God, for the last hour. Oh God, they're wondering, what are these people saying? Oh God, we come to invite you. We come to offer you that hope of everlasting life. My God, to someone who is able to preserve. For the Bible said on that day, when the trump of Zion is sounded, the dead in Christ Christ shall rise first, and they that remain shall be caught up, hallelujah, to be with him in the air. My God, we are offering you that invitation now, hallelujah, that you would not live a life that is hopeless, a life that is empty, because my God, hallelujah, Matthew 24 says, no man knoweth the day nor the hour, hallelujah, when, my God, that trumpet, hallelujah, will blow. Oh God, the Bible said, whatever, oh God, you are found doing, when, oh God, that happens, you may as well continue, because a twinkling of an eye, my God, we all, hallelujah, who is faithful, and God, and trust in him, my God, will be taken out of here, hallelujah. So I call you, Moshataya Ramande, oh God, I adjure you, my God, hallelujah, if you are ready to enjoy, my God, an everlasting life in Christ Jesus, I invite you to recite these words with me. Oh God, dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin, and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. You who have prayed that prayer, I God, I join, oh God, with where you go, so family, I join with the host of heaven, my God, to welcome you into the household of faith, into the household of the kingdom of Almighty God. For the Bible says, when one soul, my God, confesses, when one soul, my God, is saved, that there's a celebration that heaven rejoice. May heaven celebrate all your decision today. I pray that the Holy Spirit lead you, my God, all located Bible-believing church. Hallelujah, I pray that God will send mentors, my God, as Paul did with Silas and Timothy, my God, to guide you, hallelujah, in this journey, hallelujah, and I pray, hallelujah, for the Bible says, that which is given unto Almighty God, no one can take it from him. I seal you, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, to God be all the glory, for he said, my glory I give to no man, hallelujah, I thank God that you made that decision today. I tell the Bible said, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He said, cast down every vain thought and imagination that rise up to exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth of God. Hallelujah. Oh God, the Bible said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So I tell you today, it's about the renewing of your mind. Oh God, turn your back, oh God, on those things that you once did. Oh God, they are no more conducive. Go forth rejoicing. Go forth rejoicing. Go forth celebrating. You have been liberated. The Bible says in Galatians 5, hallelujah, stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage wherein to sin. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. I speak liberty. I speak freedom. Oh God, hallelujah, Father, reign in the fullness of your glory, in the lives of your people. That one, Lord, who has confessed today, that Lord God, and they no longer want to live that life that they used to live. Oh God, Almighty Father, I join today with the host of heaven, my God, to welcome that one who said yes to you today. And Lord God, Almighty Father, their prayer, the prayer, my God, of salvation. Oh God, I thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, for every fiery dart and evil arrow, Lord God Almighty Father, because Ela Bakashandelebo, Rebakataya Mahi and Olobo, Le Rokoto Shakaya Mandelebo. Oh God, because Father, that one have turned their backs, my God, on that life that they once lived, and they have said yes to you, my God, with no Father, they have suddenly become, my God, a target, hallelujah, for Lord, the kingdom of darkness, who is, oh God, prepared, my God, to release, my God, his courts and agents, my God, to force that one, my God, to turn their backs, my God, but I pray with their God, that Father, that one who has said yes to you, and those of us who already have said yes to you, we will not be like Ananias and Sapphira, Lord God, for the Bible said, when they will command not to look back, My God, but when they did, my God, they suffered the consequences. I decree and declare today to my where eagle saw, my God, podcast family, that Lord God Almighty, because God is for us. God, you say, who can be against us? My God, I pray, Father, as you have given us, Lord, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into all truth, that, Lord, we will not be here. Lord, as Ananias and Sapphira, Lord God Almighty Father, you command us that he that put his hand to the plow, my God, hallelujah, oh God, we are commanded not to take it back. For if we do, Lord, the word says we are not fit for the kingdom. Oh God, may this not be the condemnation, Lord God Almighty, that Father will experience. Oh God, for Lord, hallelujah, believe, oh dear God, as believers, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, the goal for us, Lord, is on that day, Lord, hallelujah, when that roll call, oh God, is to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Father God, I pray for my, oh God, prophetic grain family, oh God, and of where you saw podcast family, Lord God Almighty Father, that the righteousness of you, Lord, Father, oh God, reign over us, Lord God, for we know that, Lord, hallelujah, it is said that, hallelujah, your only begotten Son, Jesus, our Savior and Lord, is to return for a church, hallelujah, without spot or blemish, without spot or wrinkle. Father, oh God, we desire, Lord God, to be that church, oh God, as that spotless lamb, my God, oh God, we desire that, Lord, you can boast, hallelujah, oh God, about us. So Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every area in our lives, oh God, that Lord needs, oh God, some pruning and some purification, oh God, we call upon you, for you said, call on me, and I will show you great and mighty things, hallelujah, thou knowest not of. Father, Lord God, we trust you. Oh, God and Lord, it goes beyond. Father, Lord, we surrender our hearts, mind, body, soul, and spirit unto you. As, oh, God, today, as we speak, oh, dear God, about do not despair. My God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cast down, Lord, Father, oh, God, Almighty Father, every imagination representing, Lord God, despondency, representing discouragement, representing despair, representing hopelessness. And we say to God Almighty, the sovereign God who sits high and looks down low, the God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, the God of Malachi chapter 3 that promised to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there may not be room enough with which to receive it. That God, hallelujah, you are that God, Father, that we have given, oh God, assent, hallelujah, and consent, my God, hallelujah, do as only you can, Father, for Lord, hallelujah, our desire, Father, here, oh God, and where you saw, oh God, Almighty Father, and those that are part of the family, Lord, the household of faith, is that, Lord God, we are grateful that you promise, Lord God, to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that may not be room enough with which to receive it. Lord, you did not stop there. You promised to rebuke the devourer for us. Oh God Almighty, on our behalf. So Father, today, oh God, where our minds, oh God, are playing tricks on us, my God Almighty Father, to that, oh God, that believer out there, Lord God, who wants, Lord God, Father, walk, Lord, in the confidence, but somewhere along the line, Lord God, they may have lost hope. Oh God Almighty Father, they look around them, and Father, Lord God Almighty, they seem not to have someone, oh God, that they can speak with, someone, oh God Almighty, who can touch and agree with them. My God, I pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord God will release your angels. Oh, Kariyama, Doshakayaba. Lord, when they lay their heads down, oh God, tonight, Father, Lord, as your word, oh God, in the earlier, oh God, almighty message, I mentioned that you, Lord, promise to give us, Lord God, sweet sleep. Ah, my God, that is my prayer for your people today. That Lord God, almighty Elohim, hallelujah, that you, Lord, Hakabayakurema Shakayaba. Lord, let your people hear on where eagles saw. Father, oh God, as we lay our heads down, oh God, this first day of this week, Lord God, there are many who would go out, Lord God, to their workplaces tomorrow. But Father, oh God, we pray that whatever the enemy, Lord, has laid, oh God, in that workplace, oh God, as God, some form of sabotage, Lord, we take authority today in the mighty name of Jesus, and we bind bind we bind, oh God, every such Lord plus plans. Oh God, turn us, Lord God, your ministers, oh God. You promise in your word that you will make your ministers ministers of flaming fire. Father, oh God, make us, oh God, flaming fire. That Lord God, that Lord God, that the fiery darts and the evil arrow, oh God, of our enemies, Lord God Almighty, they shall be extinguished by Lord God, the fire that you have placed in us, Lord God. So, Father, sit upon the throne of our lives, and Lord, visit our earthly dwelling. And Lord God, shield, seal, and secure. Father, Lord God, for we know that, Lord, the Bible declares when the blood was placed on the lintel post, that the dead angel passed by and they could not go in, that those who were behind those doors, my God, they were safe. Oh God, is my prayer for your people. Lord God, I decree and declare, they shall suffer no accidents. They shall suffer no untimely death, because the God we serve, the Bible said that which is committed unto you, you are able to keep. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God Almighty Father, you did not give us a spirit of worry, just as you did not give us a spirit of fear. So today, Father, oh God, we ask upon you, Lord, today, said, ask and it shall be given. Father, oh God, let the peace of you that passeth all understanding, Lord God Almighty, be dispensed upon us. That peace, Lord God. That peace that can come from only you alone, God. Father, the world is in torment. The world is in turmoil. But Lord God Almighty, let us not be troubled, God, by what is going on around us, Lord. For we are ambassadors of you, Lord, in this world that you said that we are just passing through. We are in a temporary location because this is not our home. My God, Father, your word says, that we are to occupy until Christ comes. So, Father, while we are occupying, oh God, you promise, Lord, that your word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Let this be, oh God, the encouragement that we need, that where fear comes, when despair show up at our doorstep, oh God, we can speak, hallelujah, that we are the righteousness of you, created in Christ Jesus. And Father, oh God, we decree victory. Oh God, victory. Victory. For Lord God, you assure this, because Jesus Christ conquered, Lord, death. He conquered the grave. My God, he said, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. My God, and if conquerors, Lord God, then Father, nothing shall by any means harm and hurt us. Lord, transform, help us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that our minds be transformed by the renewing of the mind, oh God. Father, today, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over your people, over family members. Lord God, even those, Lord God, among, hallelujah, relatives, in-laws and neighbors who do not know you as Lord and Savior. Father, oh God, you desire that none should perish, but that we should all have eternal and everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Father, visit them, oh dear God, at the point of their need. Help them to understand that the Bible, your word says that no man enter into the kingdom of Almighty God but by Christ Jesus. For he is the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we thank you today for the opportunity that you afforded us once more to come before your throne of grace. Father, we trust and pray that, Lord God, as your word goeth forth, oh God Almighty, that someone somewhere, Lord God, Father, Lord, as they avail themselves, Lord God, to what you have allowed me, your servant, oh their God, to share, Father, Lord God, it resonates, oh God, with someone, oh God, Lord, we may not know where they are at this time in this walk of life, but oh God, you are the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. You know each and every one of us. Father God, you know us, oh God, even the hair on our heads are numbered. My God, I pray, Father, that the joy of you, Lord God, be our strength. Oh God, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Oh God, Apostle, I see you have joined us. Do you have anything that you want to share with us? Hallelujah. You are welcome. Hallelujah. 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 I knew you had a turret, hallelujah, Kabusha. Yekaya ministration last night, I knew, my God, we are all touched and blessed, hallelujah. I knew that you are still basking, my God, in that rain of God's, hallelujah, release. My God, I pray that it never leaves. I pray that it continue to saturate you. Oh, God, those of us who are privileged, my God, to be partakers, my God, may we continue to bask, hallelujah. Those of us who are on here, God Almighty, where you are seeing Prophetic Green, that is my apostle, hallelujah. She has a podcast, hallelujah, known as Prophetic Green and Podbean Podcast. My God, she's on, hallelujah, at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mondays, hallelujah, Wednesdays, hallelujah, and Saturdays. Hallelujah, I invite you, hallelujah, oh God, to search the web and locate her. I tell you, will and shall be blessed. My God, hallelujah. God is doing marvelous and wonderful things. Hallelujah. I see Winner Circle is here with us also. Faithful servant of God. Hallelujah. Winner Circle, may God grant you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. May God smile upon you and breathe upon you. May he cause the windows of heaven to open unto you. Hallelujah. God, and throughout this week, may you go, hallelujah, celebrating, hallelujah, for God, hallelujah, is your portion. And if it be for you, who can be against you? Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. God, Shaka, Royal Priest Nana, hallelujah. I thank you for coming by and joining. Hallelujah. May God, hallelujah, the Bible said his hand is not shortened that he can't do. Hallelujah. Lord God, reign in the fullness of your glory. I thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. To each and everyone, I welcome you. We are family. To those that we know personal, I say I love you, God, and those that we do not know personal, we love you not less. Hallelujah. Kayabusha. We pray that God, hallelujah, one day will cause each and every one of us at some stage or the other to meet physically. If it's your desire, my God, that we know each other physically and personally, my God, God will grant you desires of your heart. As long as, my God, as the Bible said, my God, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, it is for the kingdom of God to be established. I tell you, God will be your portion. God will hear your cry. God will hear your desire. My God, desire. My God, hallelujah. Oh, God, desire to tabernacle with God always. Desire, my God, as the servant of God spoke about, my God, enter into the throne room. My God, and be before God. Hallelujah. In that place of consecration. I tell you, my God, if you are going to serve God, you may as well make up your mind to go all the way. My God, hallelujah. I knew there was a time when they said, hallelujah. We used to hear, 1 foot in and 1 foot out. I tell you, God says, no man can serve two masters, for either you would hate one or love the other. Today I come to adjure you. My God, he's calling. He's calling. My God, I personally and strongly believe, my God, that the purification has already begun. Oh, God, for that church that God is to return for. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Clothe us, oh God. Oh God, is spotless. Father, remove those things, Lord God, in us. Oh God, that may be presenting itself as an obstacle, as an hindrance. Lord, we desire that you reign. Oh God, and no other God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. And we decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Go forward, as I said. Do not despair. Do not despair. Let despondency be no part of you. Let hopelessness be no part of you. My God, let the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit lift you up. Hallelujah. My God, when you find that fear is coming to grip you, remember I said, fear, Yabosha, comes in when faith is not in action. Oh God, my God, do not think that fear will not come to each and every one of us. It will come. Just as the Bible said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. For greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Fear is a weapon that the enemy uses. My God, hallelujah. So I tell you, my God, the moment you recognize that fear, my God, is about to grip you, you said, I am the righteousness of Almighty God created in Christ Jesus. I stand, my God, in the promises of Elohim, the sovereign God who said, His word goeth forth and returneth not void, but accomplish that for which He sent. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of Him who created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. And which is my portion? I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Once more, to each and every one, I thank you for that opportunity you came by. Hallelujah. The fellowship and the tabernacle. Hallelujah. I commit each and every one to Almighty God. I say, Father, no other God but you. No other spirit but the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your divine way in and through us, Father. We bless you and we honor you. We worship you. We exalt you. We glorify you and we magnify your holy name. Again, I'm Apostle Collins. I'm speaking from Baltimore, Maryland, United States of America. Until we meet again, hallelujah. God, we are about to depart. We are not departing from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Let our faith, my God, let our, hallelujah, our spirit, my God, touch and agree that we go and remember, hallelujah, for those of us who are looking at the screen, remember the names that you have seen. And during the course of the week, as God laid upon your heart, my God, offer a word of prayer on each of our behalf, and we do the same for you. God, as you said, iron sharpened iron. God, Yabok, and God said, pray one for another. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you. Holy benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God, your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord God forever and ever. Amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To you, O Lord, be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Enjoy the rest of your day. I love you, I love you, I love you. And Jesus loves you more. Hallelujah.